An international relations expert, Dr. Ken Ahosu, says the government has to explain why it has decided to accept the Guantanamo Bay detainees, even though their presence in the country, in his view, does not constitute a threat. Dr. Ahosu talked to George Ankra.
I don't think that there is any threat. The first and foremost thing is that it is good that Ghanaians are cautious and people are expressing their views about anything concerning this menace of terrorism. But from a purely security and a technical perspective, what is important is to ask the question, where is the threat coming from? Where is the danger being put? As we know in law, anybody who is a suspect remains a suspect until that person is found guilty by a court of law. And we all know the processes that the United States of America used in arresting people in the state of Al-Qaeda militant. And this has been a dent on the human rights performance of the U.S. for a long time. That very innocent people and even children have been kept under reasoned conditions, very trying moments, subjected to all kinds of torture for 14 good years without any remedy. And as we remember, one of the promises of President Obama was that he was to correct this image. I think this is what he has done by freeing these two people who have been found of no serious crime or connection to Al-Qaeda or, for that matter, to Osama bin Laden. Now, the question that is that why are they coming together? Normally, those who are raised with this type of discussion, these people have human rights lawyers who are dealing with them. And what the lawyers suggest, places that they can go to, and these people can have some form of recuperation or be really reintegrated into society. So my question and my surprise at the number of those alarmists who are saying that we are being exposed to threats is that, is the threat coming from the people? Is the threat coming from Al-Qaeda because somebody who has been wronged has been reintegrated into the Ghanaian